Gorilla Dick.
All right, we're back. Another episode.
On time.
On time, what do you mean?
Like the last few weeks, we've basically just done it at the most random times. Like there's been like 1 week, we'll just skip it and then we're back. But guys, yeah. We are back. Regular schedule. Get ready on Tuesday nights. It's fucking Gorilla Dick time.
Yep. Eastern Australian, whatever the fuck it is.
Australian Eastern Standard Time. Okay, so we're revealing some information.
We're Australian. What else? Unless we think of like New Zealanders, South Africans.
Oh, or Papua New Guinea, maybe. Broadcasting live from Port Moresby. We're back.
West Papua. I'm on the West Papua. I'm on the border.
Okay, so you're in Indonesia then. Yikes.
I got malaria in West... No, I was looking up... So my buddy like went to India recently and he bought like expensive malaria like medication. Like it was like something like 200, 300 bucks just in case he got malaria. And now he's like, what the fuck do I do with it?
What's that? Why? But you don't need to buy it.
What do you mean?
If you're an Australian citizen, you just go to like a travel doctor and they just give it to you, right?
I think he got some fancy shit. He said like the top tier shit. So maybe it's like...
Oh, this is like the Joe Rogan money. Vitamins.
And he's like, recommended. Yes, Alpha Brain. It's called Alpha.
Oh, Athletic Greens Malaria Mix.
Athletic Malaria or some shit like that. Alpha Malaria.
It's healthy for the... Anyway, yeah, keep going.
I don't know. What are the pitches for Alpha Brain? I don't know what it is. Makes you think more, study harder, concentration.
Supercharges your erections.
Yeah. But he's like, what the fuck do I do with this $300 malaria medication now that I'm back in Australia? I'm like, just find like a random African village and just like send it over, you know? Or West Papua or something.
Yeah, so they'll just be like, oh, we got these random drugs. Well, fuck it, we've got no other alternative. Let's just pop them.
Yeah, it's the regal version, you know. Someone's like, you know, got malaria, just recovering, no symptoms or whatever. But anyway.
So what's he going to do with him?
I don't know. He said that's a genius idea. So I don't know. Maybe we'll send it over to Africa. I don't know what the legalities of exporting prescription meds are, but...
Fucking hell. Do you know what I'm thinking of? Remember the castle? It's like I'm just imagining a dad, like some son saying to their dad, oh, I saw this... malaria pills on eBay, they're premium. It's like, how much? $300? Oh, tell him he's dreaming.
Yeah, like I said, you should just Facebook it, but then he was worried like that might be like illegal, you know, Facebook marketplace for malaria tablets.
Fucking hell, that guy. Yeah.
Talking about meds.
Just bury them. Did I,
what? But talking about meds, magic mushrooms are now like legal in like Melbourne, right? For like mental illness or like psychological stuff.
No, and MDMA. That's the big ticket.
Yeah. It's like you've been waiting for this, right?
I just could not believe it. I found it out myself. I don't know how. Because
I don't know how. This is like go back 3 episodes about your tramadol addiction. Yeah. Anyway.
MDMA is the greatest drug in the world, apparently. Like you haven't
tried them all though, right? So, like, I don't know.
I haven't tried anything.
you've only done illegal substances.
Yeah, but like I've heard from people that it is the greatest experience and there's no way you can match that chemically in your brain, which is almost a bit sad because it's as good as it'll ever get.
But yeah, why fly a kite when you can pop a pill? That's a Kramer reference.
What's the reference?
I don't know. It's just kind of like, you know, why, you know, like doing drugs is kind of like the easy way out for like a high.
Is it Clotois Rapier, that advertising guru?
No, I was saying Kramer.
It's Kramer.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, but he was wrong because like, why don't you just pop a pill, then fly the kite and it'll be the greatest... kite flight of all time.
Oh man, the double dose, the reality and the synthetic, right?
Yeah, in a beautiful park. Like it's just, it'll be fucking insane.
You know what the biggest high is, man?
When you're up late at night and you're listening to music.
Calling your audience the N-word. N-word.
Oh yeah.
That's a Kramer.
Saying they'll be hanging from a tree.
Yes. Why fly a kite when you can call your audience
when you can lynch them Yeah.
Which can lynch your audience members.
And you can lynch some anyway. Hecklers. Yeah. R.I.P. Kramer.
Yeah. If he died before that lynching, he would be like a god status. That lynching comment, you know?
He'd be up there, man, because you know how that he went viral from that poster. You know how there was that Seinfeld poster of him just standing in a suit? It was like a painting.
Yeah, it became like something people would buy from like a poster shop.
Yeah. Like that was the most famous Seinfeld like prop piece that people would own.
Yeah, merch.
So maybe. But like he was always a thing. I feel like whatever your Seinfeld favorite character is, that sort of says a lot about you as a person. I don't want to judge anyone because if you're into Seinfeld already, like you're already upper crust.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like you're already upper crust or whatever the fuck it is. Or cheese crust.
In terms
crust
of
even.
Comedy taste.
Yeah, maybe cheese crust. But anyway, so MDMA. So you're looking forward to weaseling some doctors for that, right? Is that what you're telling me?
Oh, it's going to be a real headache. I mean, obviously.
Well, that's what you're going to be telling them.
Right. No, I'll be saying I've got no headache. I've got no brain issues. Oh, no, that's right. I've got to say
I can't feel anything. I'm so depressed. Fuck. Can't even get a headache anymore.
Got to figure out how I can prove it. Maybe, sure I don't know, would you be a reference for me? Like, yeah, he's always threatening to top himself.
Yeah.
If he doesn't like get his MDMA.
He just goes to strippers. And it's just draining him financially. Like, if you give him the MDMA, he gets the same high.
Yeah.
But anyway. All right, so cool. Talking about a high, right?
I reckon you need some right now, huh?
Yeah, I think so too.
It would definitely clear up the China virus patch 3 or whatever.
Yeah, the Shanghai. It's still lingering, man.
The Shanghai flu.
Yeah, Shanghai 24. Also, somehow, you know, makes me not want to use like WhatsApp and shit. Like, gives me, you know, start getting more nasally, so I have to use like WeChat and kind of clears it up a bit.
Yeah, and you start like, oh, fuck Instagram Reels. I need to get some TikTok action.
Yeah, for some reason, like whenever they talk about like an election coming up, it just kind of irritates me, like voting and shit. Anyway, ever heard of the term heaven banning? Like that's something fresh to me in the last few weeks. And I thought, I don't know,
heaven
I'm just wondering if you
heaven banning. Is it?
Yeah.
Is
okay.
Are we still talking about China?
Nah, not really. But
oh, okay.
So it's like it's in the same league or whatever as shadow banning, and you know what shadow banning is, right?
Yeah, it's like when you ban someone from a platform and they're unaware that they've been banned. So
yeah, like
they can still post content, like comments and shit, and they usually think that people can see them, but no one else can see them, so they're just posting into nothing.
Yeah, you still have access and shit, but the algorithm won't promote your stuff. So, you know, if you ever post anything, like maybe your friends will see it, but like it won't be spread anymore because you're basically shadow banned, not a real ban.
I heard like YouTube creators talk about how they can shadow ban users so that they don't know that they're banned and they'll just keep commenting, but no one can see their comments.
Okay.
So that's shadow banning too.
There's like this concept of heaven banning, right? Whereas like there's all this talk that the internet is full of bots now, like AI bots and all this shit. And like the concept of heaven banning, I don't know if I'm even speaking correctly, is that like people will post, but only the bots will reply, but you don't not sure that they're bots, and they'll all give praise. So they're, oh, this is great content, this is whatever. So it's basically like isolating people, but they're not even like aware that they're isolated because they're still getting responses, but actually it's AIs.
Okay, so it's like the next level of shadow banning. So instead of just like posting comments and you just get zero likes, zero feedback because no one can actually see it, you're getting fake engagement, so you're convinced that you're not shadow banned.
Yeah,
and you'll never complain or anything.
Yeah, I think it was like the dude that hacked like the iPhone, I can't remember his name, but he was working for Twitter for like 2 weeks. He kind of suggested it like to Elon, and I think the ideas existed before that. You know, if you want to like isolate, you know, a certain community, that's what you do.
Fuck, but, I fucking love this. I fucking love this idea. Because there's a, like, I live in an area where there's a lot of junkies, right? I don't know. Like
trying to work out the logic. You know, so the junkies.
I'm just trying to think of like an easy type of person that everyone would relate to, that in the sense that no one wants to ever deal with them.
Oh yeah, but can I have $2, man?
Yeah, like you don't want. Like. Yeah, or even just like abusing you on the tram just because you're a random or whatever, because you want to, because you're wearing headphones. No one wants to take off their fucking headphones. Everyone's just in their fucking phones. Right here, like just the ranting and raving and shit.
Yeah, looking for attention.
So cool. Like we were talking about how there's like robots last week, the AI powered robots, and obviously the next step in the evolution is robots that are indistinguishable from human and communicate like humans. It'd be so good if you could just have them, and they're just
jerking off the homeless, right? Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, or maybe even like just feeding them whiskey out of their boobs or whatever. Or just like,
you want my headphones off? How about a hand job? Also,
you need
calm down.
No, they have to be believable. Remember how the believable bots kind of a bit of a dick to you?
All right, so it's like another junkie.
They might just engage them, so they might just be like, "Oh, can you pipe down?" And then
that's
the junkie
another junkie.
Be like,
"Oh, right?
Someone's engaging me." No, you pipe down, and maybe they sort of end
become
up
become lovers.
They become friends because they're like, "Oh, I've met someone on my level." Like, as
but
in,
it's
like,
an AI junkie, right? That's what I'm saying.
It's right? An AI, but you obviously make them kind of cool.
I thought they'd be junky too, so they don't feel threatened. The junkie, you know, the homeless, you know, loser is like, "Fuck you," and this is like, "Fuck you," and then afterwards, "You know what, mate? You're not too bad." And then they kind of like, you know,
yeah,
get it on. All right.
Yeah, and anyway, then the AI junkie's like, "Oh, do you know what'd be good? We should just, instead of like sleeping on the streets here, let's just go out further into the outer suburbs where no one can see us." Yeah, all right. And sort of,
and let's
know,
pick
like
up trash.
Piper.
Now make them like contribute to society. How about we pick up trash and help grandmas cross the road?
it's like I'm fucking bored. What do you want to do? I don't know. Write a fucking resume. Fuck it. That'll teach them. Yeah. Maybe okay. Yeah. Me too. That'll troll them.
Let's steal a suit and apply for jobs.
Yeah. Well, hang on. I haven't even got any degrees yet. Maybe let's go to fucking uni. That'll fucking show them. I'm going to study my fucking pants off. Yeah, okay. So I like the idea of heaven banning.
All right. We'll fix the junkies through AI robots. It doesn't even make sense. But
it makes perfect sense. Dude, I am telling you, that is the future.
Yeah.
That's how you're going to placate the masses.
AI robots?
Fucking watch.
What about upskirting photos of yourself in the
car? Oh, fuck, you already jumped to that. I was going to go on this whole fucking tangent, so thanks for saving me from that.
Yeah, all right. But no, like, this is shitty. Yeah, go on.
Wait, hang on. So what are we talking about, upskirting?
It's just a crappy story that came that some Thai kind of, almost like looks like an OnlyFans model, was like taking photos and you can see like her underwear, so basically upskirting herself. It's not really upskirting if you do it to yourself, right? It's just posing, showing your underwear. But of course, news.com.au call
it
upskirt pics. Yeah.
That's a good point.
If it's not in Japan, it's not upskirting, right?
Yeah, because upskirt means non-consent, right?
I assume so.
Fuck, I remember when I first heard about the term. It's such just a bizarre term to me. But anyway, yeah. She's pretty hot from the pics.
Yeah, it's very AI looking. Anyway, but anyway, she's in Thailand, did like these shots at the Royal Monument. But now because, you know, you're kind of like defacing the monument or whatever by showing your underwear in like, you know, sexy photos or whatever it is, she might be getting 5 years,
prison. Oh, Jesus. I know that like when you fly over there, they have all these warnings about do not say anything about the royal family.
Yeah,
for
sure.
It's a really big thing.
When I went to, what do you call those, not monuments, like whatever the little temple things are.
Watts.
Like, you'd have to wear like pants. I remember trying to walk in there without pants. Everyone's yelling at me. And you have to hire pants and all this shit. So it's kind of the weird dichotomy of Thailand where.
So you were trying to upshort yourself.
I was on the, I almost, it could have been me. That's what I'm saying. Could have been me.
Fuck. I mean, it would have been good publicity if you could have got away with it. It would have been great for your OnlyFans.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, talking about sexual deviance. You want to talk about, you know anything about this whole P. Diddy shit? Like,
wait, you got any more about this upskirting thing, or you really just wanted to break this early?
I'm just bring it up, man. You got anything to say about this upskirting girl?
Like, yeah.
Chime in, you know, big boy.
She's going to make a fortune in prison.
Maybe.
She's going to make a fucking fortune, and she'll be out pretty quick. I'd never have heard of her, and she's pretty hot. And even if it is AI, like, is AI any different from makeup? Like, it's all the same shit.
So you're going to...
I'm going to obviously Google it after it, but... Okay, let's be honest. We both Googled, we wanted to see, because the news.com only showed the blurred pictures. I wanted the...
I was trying to do research. I was just trying to work out who this person is.
Yeah, me too. That's what... Yes. And that's what everyone's going to be saying.
Yeah. What was her name?
Everyone's going to be doing their essays on the over harsh imprisonment of...
PhD.
Oh.
Upskirting. Pim Apatsara. That's like, I'm butchering the name. It's really your type compared to mine, but
The fake look.
Yeah, bit chunky.
All right, I've had my fill of this OnlyFans.
Over to P. Diddy or whatever. Puff Daddy, right? He's Puff Daddy, then he's Diddy, like, I don't know, whatever he is now. But he's...
I remember when he turned to P. Diddy, it was like a big news story. He was always Puff Daddy. He was like the, what do you call it, the protege of Biggie Smalls back in the day. And all he would do is like ad libs, like in all the Biggie tracks, he'd be in the background just going, yeah, Rakatumi. Like, he'd just say that in the background. And then Biggie died and somehow...
Cambodian breast milk.
Yeah, I'm getting all the skits confused with the Prince ones, like the dip yourself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka.
This is a real millennial reference episode.
Yeah,
Anyway, P. Diddy. Yeah. I know,
so
like,
what
he's
did
kind
he
of
have?
Big, like,
he had like a... Right? Yeah, he had like a... I reckon the peak for him was it was on the soundtrack to like the Godzilla movie. He had this big hit. He did like a cover of Led Zeppelin's Kashmir, but he rapped over it, and it was called Come to Me. And it was like a big single of this blockbuster movie of Godzilla, which no one would fucking remember now.
Godzilla, like a fucking movie every year from all different areas of the world as well.
But this was like the first big Hollywood one.
Yeah, like 98 when they're like, okay, we're going to really try. Or something like 1998 or something like that.
It was... I've got vibes that it was around like the Independence Day sort of time. Like
sure. The graphic was like a Bigfoot crushing something. But anyway... anyway,
so
I think
he was pretty cool, is the whole point. And he was known for being like just this ultra bougie playboy. In fact, I've seen interviews with him with billionaire Ray Dalio, whatever his name is.
The dude that's saying like the American Empire is going to fall.
Yeah.
And shit.
Yeah, I saw he had like a 15-minute interview with
I'm Puff Daddy and we need to buy gold because gold's the only thing with intrinsic value.
It was weird because you know how P. Diddy's like the fucking I'm the mastermind, I'm like a god sort of thing, like pure narcissist. And he's just listening, he was hanging on all Ray Dalio's words and just
and Ray was like, you know what's even more intrinsic value than gold? Prostitutes.
Oh.
You gotta sex traffic people. And he's like, fuck man, this is where the financial system is heading.
He might have even had a notepad, to be honest.
No, but the thing is that isn't like P. Diddy now, like I think his place got raided or some shit. He's doing sex trafficking? Like, I don't know.
I heard that he was... The news I heard is he's gay.
He's gay? Did you say what he said?
Yeah, no, I thought that's what you were going to bring up.
All right. So
the news came out that he's like tried to hook up with like Usher, Justin Bieber and all these other... And it's sort of like an industry known thing that he's a bit of a creep and he's gay.
All right. So I said before the show, you know what this P. Diddy news? Because I thought in my head, okay, the news today is his house is being raided and like there's stories that he's on his private, you know, plane to South America to escape it all. But you're like, I know about P. Diddy. Let's talk about it. And it's like, he's gay.
All right. I only heard that like half an hour before we started chatting though.
All right. Yeah. Well, he's either gay or it's he's a sex rumor. Trafficker. Maybe it's both. All right. Watch out. Yeah. If you see P. Diddy, watch out.
We broke it first. He's a gay sex trafficker.
That's the nuance of the story.
We're just guessing. Everyone, don't sue us.
Okay, let's go on to more news, right?
Fuck, we're breaking a lot of shit today. What else we got?
You know Rebel Wilson. You know Rebel Wilson?
Rebel Wilson, one of Australia's most famous celebrity exports. Comedic exports.
The typical fat woman kind of comedy that she did until she came kind of slimmer.
She lost weight.
You didn't know that? That was like the big thing over the last 2 years that she lost weight. Because, you know, she was like super fat.
Yeah, that was the whole... Wasn't that her shtick?
Yeah, it was. So it's kind of like, fuck, what do you... You know? And then she sued like Aussie media like 2 years ago because they're all saying that she was like this big liar. Like she lies about her age and her history, like, you know, saying that she's younger than she is and all this stuff. And she like sued them and stuff, saying she lost all this work because... She's known to be a liar. But anyway, I think like there's news out now that, you know, she's in that movie with Sasha Baron Cohen, like the Brigsby's or Grisby's brothers or whatever it was. Like I never watched it.
Oh, yeah. It was basically like where he played like the Liam Gallagher sort of James Bond sort of character.
And she's basically saying he was like the biggest arsehole she's ever worked with. And like the references were that he asked her to get like naked in the show because it'd be funny. You know, like the Borat scene where they're like naked and like rubbing the balls against their face and shit like that. Like he's angling that and he's like asked her as well to put like her finger behind his, you know, between his butt cheeks for a certain scene and she just thought that was so inappropriate and all this stuff.
I mean, it's a fucking Sacha Baron Cohen film.
Yeah, I know. What were you expecting?
He played Borat. Yeah. And what was the gay, like, fashion guy?
Bruno, yeah.
Yeah, Bruno is, like, the most lewd.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Like, he's done... Fuck, you'd have to be pretty ignorant to not know that he's... Like, even I can't handle a lot of his shit, dude.
Yeah, and it's, like, improv as well. So you're not going to, like... Stick to the script, Sasha, you know? It's
like at the start of Bruno, there's like a penis that's talking out of the urethra or something.
Yeah,
right?
I remember that. Yeah, the Bruno movie.
So,
a transition clip that was. Yeah. So, for some reason, like I would have probably never remembered that unless you mentioned that.
Yeah, well, now, I need to share that with the audience. It's so etched you're all in sharing your head. My pain now.
Yeah, so when you go to the doctor for the MDMA script... Just go, I can't get that Bruno transition out of my head.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like pull down your pants and just like squeeze your dick. Bruno. It's like, yeah, this guy's nuts. Get him on MDMA.
You're like, what kind of psychiatrist will go, you know what you need? You need more confidence and inhibition. MDMA. Show everyone that penis. anyway. Yeah, so it's kind of like, I think she was doing all this, like this came out of her like a new book. So I think like that's the most interesting controversial headline grabber, you know, to get
her
book sales.
But in her book, she doesn't actually name him.
I think, doesn't she?
No, she doesn't. But then in later interviews, she's either directly named him or inferred it was him. But in the book, it's like kept anonymous. Even though she doesn't, like people sort of thought it was him.
No, that's what people think, man. It's not him, all right? It's Sleek. You know Sleek the Leet?
Who?
Sleek. Sleekism. You never watch Fat Pizza?
I was wondering if this was a Fat Pizza reference.
Yeah, this is all the fucking...
All I remember was there one called Paulie or something?
Yeah, I guess... Yeah, anyway, this is getting real... This is a reference episode referencing our 2000s era TV.
Oh, man, stop placating for the fucking Turkish people just because they don't know Fat Pizza.
Well, introducing them to our Western culture.
Western Sydney culture, which is barely Western culture. No offense, Western Sydney. Don't kill
me. I guess so. But you've been watching, you've been engrossing into like a lot of Western culture at the moment. You're saying you've been watching Amazon Prime videos. You were saying that last week. You got the free Amazon Prime kind of subscription. You've been just been watching.
Well, it's not free. I just thought I got it because I really wanted a package fast before an event.
Yeah.
And then it's
but you know what I mean.
Wait a second. Can I get check out the TV, and I guess it's just one big thing.
Yeah, so it's just a Netflix. But
like my brother's like a family man, and he's got all the subscriptions. Like they've got Amazon, Netflix, Paramount Plus,
Disney,
KO, Disney, everything.
People who do that are fucking weird normal. To me. That's well, fucking weird, man.
It's often a lot of husbands, right?
Yeah.
I have a family, and particularly ones that like work hard. You know those guys that are like real motivated at work?
Yeah, well, it's definitely not me.
These psychopaths that like going to work and trying.
It's fucking losers, man. Trying, careerists.
Yeah, we've ascended to the next level.
That's like, it. Make a shitty podcast where like four Turkish people listen to each episode. That's
five Germans as well.
Okay. Any Taiwanese? Anyway, we'll talk about that later. But anyway, you've been watching, like I've had Prime in the past because the same reason as you, like you buy a package and it's like $10 and you get, you know, reduce the postage price. I'm like, all right, essentially it's free. But I found
it was a 30-day trial. Actually, it is free. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, for me, it was always like Amazon Prime was just kind of like a catalog of old shit that they got for cheap.
Yeah, like and really you've got all these cool. Random originals that are just fucking weird. It'll be like a couple of famous actors, but like some no-name director. So the movie's shit, but you sort of lured in through the famous actors.
That is
like
shit that
be
I
like
watched.
Johnny Depp and fucking Christian Bale, and you're like, okay, I'll give it a shot. And it's just about fucking bland storyline. It's like
the only shit I watched was like 2000s era like reality TV. When they're kind of like trying different shit, but it's all like American. It'll be like
that was gold though.
It was like it would be like 19-year-old girls that are known to be mean girls, and like a friend sent them onto the show, and they're all like working together to be nice. Like I watched that season, like shit like that. That's what I watched on Prime, and that's about it.
That sounds terrible. But X on the Beach, Geordie Shore, that was gold.
Yeah, maybe
that was peak MTV.
So you have any? So there's nothing much more to talk about.
I've got some movie reviews. So I watched Air. It's the story of how Nike signed Michael Jordan.
Alright.
And they never even show Michael Jordan in the whole film. It is just such a shit film. It's directed
is it
by
a film?
Ben Affleck.
So it's not a documentary.
No, it's a film with Ben Affleck who plays Phil Knight. And then the guy that actually signed Jordan, who's played by Matt Damon. And it's just an absolute dumpster fire. Like, there's nothing interesting. There's no bits where you're like, oh, no, is it? Because, like, you know in the end he signs for Nike anyway.
Yeah, I know. There's
like, no drama. It's kind of just, like, a boring, happy thing about you, like, watching this sort of nerdy guy and he signs Jordan. You're like, okay. He goes and meets the parents. And, of course, the parents are just, like, these perfect, unflawed people whatsoever, right? They're just like somehow smart, knowledgeable, wise, fair and firm. Like it was just garbage, right?
So the story essentially is like what you're supposed to get out of it is like, wow, they really signed a good contract. Is that like the whole premise of the movie or what? Like
the premise of the movie is and they also like sort of paint it like this war between America, like Nike and Nazi Adidas. Like at the start of the movie, they talk about
the Germans,
how like they're trying to talk them out of signing with Adidas, and like Adidas. It's because the founder was Adolf Dassler. Adolf Dassler, he was a Nazi youth. Like, and they're going on and on about this Nazi thing.
You know who
like,
else had Adolf as their first name?
Anyway. Who? Adolf Hitler.
I was hoping there's another one that I knew, but no.
Yeah, there's not many Adolfs around. So it was basically just sort of felt like an ad for Nike and just trying to shit on Adidas. Like it's evil people. Like they even like show them going to their boardroom and it sort of just looked like a Nazi fucking empire. I don't know.
It's got Chris Tucker as well.
Oh, yeah. He plays like the... You can guess his character is like a flamboyant sort of like cool guy.
Yeah, because I was wondering what like the tagline, you know, the little line, you know, it's like, so I looked up the movie poster and it just says Air, courting a legend. So it's like, all right.
Oh, courting as in like basketball court, like a pun?
I guess it's a pun. Yeah. Ugh. And it's also got like Matt Damon's like on a phone looking like a, you know, like a dude that works on the stock market. Yeah. With a watch.
And is he wearing glasses? I can't even remember.
Who the fuck wrote this? Anyway. Oh,
it's garbage. So everyone, if you enjoyed Air, you're a fucking moron. To be honest,
if you watched it, you're even more of a moron.
To be honest, it was a pretty easy watch. I watched the whole thing.
Why'd you watch it though? Like, what kind of, like, you got the internet, man.
Well, Amazon is turning me into this fucking just passive consumer. I'm just like, I can't be bothered like looking up anything I want in the whole universe. I'm just going to sit back and see what the pre-selected shit is.
Don't you have Netflix or some shit? Have you ever had like these kind of things before Prime?
No.
Oh. It's
trash. The closest I've had is KO for like all the sport.
So it's you're not the problem. It's the platform that's the problem.
Yeah, I've got to make sure I get rid of it too before I get addicted. But I don't know. I might get married and then I'll just stick
these shitty movies. All right.
Well, because I feel like Amazon Prime is more acceptable to most wives than just like watching YouTube on your computer. You know what I mean?
Wives.
Yeah. Like,
oh, you mean like?
If okay, I'm married, I feel like I could just get away with just sitting there watching Netflix and Amazon because they can sort of relate to it. Whereas not many wives can I feel like there's not many girls that are real into YouTube. Like one of my mates just married one, but that was like sort of seen as her thing. Like it was brought up in speeches like, oh, and her obsession with YouTube, ha 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 ha.
Fuck, man. Your friendship group. It's fucking suicidal, man.
My friendship group are normies, dude. That is representative of most of Australia.
This will give you the MDMA, man. Just explain this story. Cut this snippet out of the pod and like the doctor will be like, what can I do for you today? And you just like play it. So my friend is at the wedding playing YouTube. Yeah.
So you're subscribed to Netflix, Amazon and Paramount Plus? And I'll be like, yeah. He's like, all right, take two of these pills every day.
What's the last movie you saw on Prime? Air? Is that the one about the contract, Michael Jordan?
Do you know the last movie I saw? It was Roadhouse.
Is that the Tarantino dude? Like, whatever? Was that?
Well, it's Jake Gyllenhaal.
Okay. Yeah, but okay, I'm thinking something else.
The original was Patrick Swayze.
Okay.
Have you ever seen the Patrick Swayze?
No, man.
Oh, fuck. I only saw it because Family Guy kept referencing it. I'm like, oh, I better see this because it must be some iconic piece of cinema history. And it was, I don't know, it's pretty cheesy. But yeah, the Gyllenhaal one was even worse. He's meant to be like a hero, but he's a douchebag and you hate him. And then like halfway through, Conor McGregor appears and he's meant to be the bad guy, but he's kind of cool, so you're meant to like him. It was just really confusing.
How old is this movie?
I only just got released a few months ago, I think.
Okay. I'm thinking Grindhouse, which is Robert Rodriguez.
Oh, that's Tarantino.
Which is, yeah, Tarantino buddy. That's how I'm like connecting it. I'm like, okay.
Roadhouse is about some like loner who becomes a bouncer in some country town at some bar. Yeah. And he just basically beats up people, but he's just a really good fighter.
Yeah, and then what makes it up to like fucking like professional level? Is that the whole fucking thing?
Well, he used to be a UFC fighter, but he quit in disgrace or some shit.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even see the end because it was too boring.
You ever watched Drive, the movie? It's got, what's his name? Who's in the Barbie movie. Who's friend? What's his name?
Gosling.
Yeah, it's got Gosling in it. You ever seen that? So it's got all those memes, you know. He wears like the leather glove and he has like that white jacket with like, I think
Driver.
A scorpion. Yeah, but it's called, it's just Drive though, right?
Oh, maybe it is just Drive.
You ever
no,
seen
no,
that
no,
though?
No,
it's Drive, man.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, dude, the opening scene in that movie is fucking amazing and then the rest of the movie is absolute trash.
Yeah, I'm like, there's so many memes. This is like 3 months ago. I'm like, so many memes, I better watch this. Probably lasted a third of it, you know.
Oh my god!
And it's like the whole kind of like, you know what? He's got a natural talent to be a driver. You know, he's gonna make it into like Formula One or whatever the fuck it is. I'm like,
Oh yeah, it's like I think it was NASCAR sort of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever the fuck it was, but I gave up to even work. Like I was predicting he's going to become a race car driver, obviously. Yeah. So it's like I gave up before I even got developed. I'm like, nah, dude. You know, it's so much luck with fucking F1 and all that stuff and the car and all that. You know, it's like if you don't understand racing drivers, it's like, you know, you're like a incel kind of nerd. You're like, yeah, this is so cool.
Yeah, race car drivers need to be like guitarists in band. Like they need to have like high autism where they're just obsessed about doing something really boring over and over again.
Yeah, but like getting into racing, half of it is even getting into a league where you need a bunch of sponsors.
Yeah.
Right, that will bankroll you.
Yeah.
And then you got to get lucky with the car, right, and just lucky with that the car matches your style and all this kind of shit. So,
what are you talking about, man? Lewis Hamilton could have won the championship in a Minardi.
Yeah, I know. He would have won it in the safety car, man. Talking about F1 though, let's bump into that, right? Last episode, you're talking about your $600 tickets to Formula One.
That was just for two of the days. And then it was another 100 for another day.
$700 all up.
Yeah.
Shit, man.
Dude, it is fucked. I went into like I was looking at the merchandise.
I was
with my mate. I'm like, oh yeah, I wonder how much one of these polos is. Like, because it was like a fuckload of people were
wearing. Let me guess.
Yeah.
Polo shirt. So short sleeve, got a collar. It's like that loose kind of knit.
Yeah, like say if it was polyester. Like McLaren or Red Bull or Mercedes branded.
I reckon $150. Maybe I'm overstepping it.
Yeah, it's like 140 to 170.
Yeah, I know.
And everyone was fucking wearing them, dude.
Yeah, I know. I don't know.
The crowd was not what I was expecting. It is not a sports event. It is not a sports. No one knows what the fuck is going on. So me and my mate, look, this is going to be misconstrued.
I think a lot of people that even watch F1 these days don't even know what the fuck's going on.
No. You know what I mean? No, the guy I was with, he had no idea. The guy I was with, right, had no idea what the fuck is going on. He's like, dude, I don't know what's going on.
And his wife watches YouTube. What a dumb bitch.
No, that's yes.
Yeah, different. Yeah, it's a joke.
But no, that guy's wife is actually cool for watching YouTube though. Anyway, that's
no. It didn't really make sense either. Yeah, I get it.
So the guy's with, right, he's like, I'm gonna go because it's like a little bit of a ticking the bucket list thing. Oh, you know, we live in Melbourne. For sure. May as well just go to the
Grand
Prix.
You ever been to an
once.
F1 before? F1 race?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
And for me, I was like, oh, you know, I've been to F1, but I've never actually got a seat before. So I was sort of like, I want to see if it's good. I don't know.
Yeah. So anyway, for those that know, the cheap tickets, like what, $100, $150 is if, like, give you access to the track, and you just have to find somewhere to stand on the side of the track.
Yeah, you're just standing there for 2 hours in the sun, and it's a bit rough.
Compared
and usually you're not in a good spot. You're like sort of on a half straight, so you're really just watching go zoom zoom. Unless you're
really
good
spots,
smart,
you got 200 people standing all around you and shit, so like bobbling trying to get a view and all that shit.
Yeah,
whereas you spent the money on a seat in like a grandstand or stand or whatever.
And it was a fucking good seat as well. Like the location was right on turn one, turn two, like that chicane at the end of the first straight. It's like, we were talking about it, like it's pretty much the best seat you could get in the entire place. Like it was mint. And it was still fucking shit ass experience, right? So, about halfway through the race, I know what's going on because I'm just into sport in general, right? So I know
you're a connoisseur. You're sophisticated, right? You do watch shitty movies on the weekend, but you know your sport.
Yeah. Oh, like I'm sort of like being a bit self-effacing now. Like if you're into sport, you're kind of a drone. Like you're kind of
you're a fucking loser, man.
So I know what's going on. Like I know who's leading and shit. And when they go round. So every now and then I'd be like, oh, you know, this guy's doing this and it's going to be interesting next time he pits because we're going to see when
tires.
He comes out because he's going to come out and it's like whether he's in front of this other guy or not. Anyway, like halfway through I like turn around to him and I was going to be like, oh, do you know which car that was? Because it was the Aussie Piastri. Yeah. I turn around to him and his eyes are closed and I'm like, dude. And he's like, oh, yeah, he's fucking having a micro sleep, dude. Because he's got the fucking earplugs in. And it's just, it's constant drone.
It's kind of
like,
warm.
Yeah, because we were sitting there, it was like 20 degrees in the sun all day. He fucking was falling asleep. And I'm like, that is so fucking perfect, man.
That is F1.
It is such a shit experience compared to like footy or something actually fun.
Because I knew you were going to be there, I watched it, right?
Yeah.
And it does cut to the crowd, and they're always like, as you said, they always, like, even when I went back in the day, even if you had like last year's merchandise or even like 4 years behind, it's kind of like you're a freak. Yeah. Like, it's almost like you have to buy. I guess F1 has this whole fake illusion of being sophisticated, high money and status. So you wouldn't be using, you know, wearing last season's merch. So that's kind of half of it. But like, whenever it cuts to the crowd, it was always like, you know, white kind of just boring, kind of not burgundy people, but just like.
No, it was just like upper middle class. So what it reminded me of was the business lounge. It was like unsophisticated,
stands,
new money bogan. So this is exactly the same. I'm only just putting this together now. Exactly the same as the Qantas business class lounge. It was these fucking losers, new money. So they don't come from any sort of. I'm going to sound like a fucking douche for saying this.
But I think in general. Like, I think I used to be like that too. You kind of think that people with money, like, there is sophisticated people in the world, but like, even like the most sophisticated person's like flawed and kind of like a loser. You know
no, but
mean?
It wasn't cool. Like, if you go into the exclusive members at the MCG, right?
Yeah, this is for Australian football.
Yeah, but it's like a 20-year waiting list, and the people there have like generations of being members and shit. Most of them aren't rich. But they're just from that background.
Historic.
Just sort of know the rules and stuff. And everyone sort of just dresses down, but it's like nice. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get you.
So they wear like a nice coat that probably is like made in the UK and costs like $2,000, but it has no branding on it. Whereas you go to the F1 and like you get all these just ultra dolled up girls like, carrying the gross handbags. It was all fuck. Everyone wanted. So me and this other dude, we noticed that there's lots of groups of girls, not even dolled up, just to go to the event sort of thing. Because usually, like if you go to a sporting event, if you see girls, usually they're with dudes. They're either with their boyfriends or they're going as a group sort of thing, right?
Yeah.
And there was just like groups of girls, and we sort of realized, oh yeah, it's everyone's coming here for this event thing. It's nothing to do with sport. Also, like the comments of the crowd, like no one, like people were saying this stuff that didn't make any sense, like wasn't relevant to the race, because it would be like, okay, you know, in F1, right? If a driver's coming third, if they've had like less, if they haven't like switched to the new tires, they haven't had as many pit stops as everyone, they really are like 10th, right? Because they're going to have to go in and get new tyres, right?
Yeah, like with F1, you got to work out stuff like, have they done their mandatory pit stops yet? Will they have to do another pit stop? Because that will just take like, you know, however many, like almost a minute out of your time. And
yeah, so this is like basic shit that anyone that's into F1 would know. And so we're sitting with all these people that have paid $600 for their tickets, and they're saying shit like, oh, this guy's in the lead, yeah, he's going to win. And it's like, idiot. He's just the last one to pit. Like, it's just lots of these sort of stupid comments. So it's like they paid all this money and they're trying to get hyped up for it, but they don't know what the fuck they're doing, and they've just attended for it. Anyway, I was fucking pissed, man. And it was just like so poorly run. It took fucking forever to get out as well, because we were on a stand on the inside of the track.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's like the only way you can get out is over like the bridges. And we were just like sitting there on the lake, just like watching this line get bigger and bigger, because we were thinking, oh yeah, we'll just wait a minute and the line will get small. But it just got bigger and bigger, and we were sitting there for half an hour and it's still massive. Yeah, so we just couldn't escape.
Yeah, and even like I used to be deep into it like a decade ago, you know. I was like, you know, super deeper than you ever, you know, were and stuff like that.
Yeah, I've only been casual F1.
Yeah, I've been like watching every practice, you know, on illegal streams and fucking all this kind of shit. But like now that I watch it, I'm looking at the teams, and they almost look like Silicon Valley, like tech bro losers. And then like the budget for each team's like 130 mil. I'm like, is that it? You know, like everyone was always hyped up to be like, you know, the pinnacle of engineering. But like, if you're a real engineer, you're not going to want to work, right? You know, developing cars with such limited, you know, regulations. You know, it's just like it's a circle jerk of fake bullshit. And like the biggest sponsor's like Rolex, and it's like, you know.
Yeah.
We both fucking hate Rolex. So it's just like the illusion of sophistication where it's just like pathetic, you know, cars going around in fucking circles, like literally.
Here's the thing. I was sitting there, I'm like, okay, so the best experience I had was not even when we were in our seat. We were like walking past, like we were walking to this other area, and we happened to go past this, like close to the fence, when all the cars were going past and you were right there. And that was actually cool. And I was like, oh, this is sick. And I said to my mate, oh, dude, this makes me want to go to NASCAR. I'd actually like to go to a NASCAR event and get right on the
drift
fence.
Events? Like, I've been to drift events.
That's what he said. He's like, yeah, drifting
like
events.
And the cars, going sideways right, like, a meter in front of you and shit.
Yeah. It's like that visceral, like, feeling experience. That would be kind of cool.
Man.
Yeah, and that was like the highlight for me. But anyway, so basically I'm never going to go again.
Nah,
there were some seriously smoke show women there, though, like insane.
I think women like it now, given that like I'm kind of like, you know, being sexist, but it's on Netflix and they kind of like promote it as the sexy guys now.
Yeah.
So like girls were like, my favorite is Oscar. No, I like blah, blah. You know what I mean? Like that kind of shit.
I think the drivers are better looking these days as well. Or maybe they're just cleaner.
Yeah, I guess they are.
Like
maybe just get an
George
old man
Russell, Lando Norris, Oscar Piastri. Whereas, like, I feel like the older school, like Vettel and Alonso, they
Kimi
were a bit
or some shit.
Yeah, they seemed a bit more rough, like a bit more dirty. Just, like
the influence of K-pop,
you could smell them. Whereas I feel
Korean
like
culture.
Yeah, that's what they are. They're like the
culture.
K-pop F1 stars now.
If they start, imagine that. You get like a K-pop
like the
production company.
The Hyundai team, and one of the drivers is a K-pop
Hyundai
star.
And JYP, which is like a production company. You know, they train them since they're like 8. Not only do you have to be fast, but you have to, you know, give them plastic surgery and shit.
Dude, I've been
ultimate marketing.
Because whoever wins is just in the best car anyway. You don't have to be that good. Like, what's the talent pool you're really driving against? It's pretty fucking small, right? I've always said
there might be a few teams
is
that could win, right? There could be there could be 6 cars out of the 21 that could win the championship. So,
no, there's, you know what I mean? It's going to be Red Bull.
Okay. Yeah. But anyway, I don't want to start debating. Like, but what did who's the Red Bull second driver? He didn't come first this race.
Checo.
Yeah, Checo.
Yeah, he's had problems.
Mexican.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so let's move on. I think maybe talking about cars, right? Like, I think it's just the algo doing it to me, but I've seen like an influx of girls in vans. I know like van life has been going on for like the last few years at least, but like these days it's literally like single girls basically wearing bikini.
Yeah.
Like it's on YouTube.
Yeah.
You know, doing a thumbnail and they're getting like millions of views, and there's just a bunch of them now. There's like Japanese ones, there's Koreans, there's like Americans. I'm just wondering if you've if the algos reached out, put their hand of God to you as well, and fed you recommendations of hot girls in vans.
There was a few cheat codes if I wanted to just start chatting to like colleagues at work, particularly if they're older than me. So if they were like sort of Gen X-y women, an easy like cheat code for me was like, oh, you know, I've been watching a lot about like tiny houses and like van life and stuff like that. And they'd always be like, oh my God, me too. It's so cool. I don't know. It's just fucking like.
Why haven't you Gen Z girls who like fantasize about van life? But like when you look at like the videos online, it's like an ad, right? It's a nice little, they got this cute little deck out. And look, I open the door and the beach is there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
So it's like,
open
fuck
it out
yeah. And then I'm
beach.
Free. I'm not spending any money.
You've
I'm not
got
working.
Your little portable coffee grinder. I don't know. The coffee is always like they spend a lot of time on the coffee making in these videos.
Yeah. But like in reality, you know, it's like I can't find a fucking park. The cop's on me. I got to shit.
Yeah.
You know, and like, I haven't showered today. Where the fuck am I going to shower? It's raining for the next 3 days, you know.
Or it's like,
my fucking thing stinks.
Fucking parked in this street in the city and I think I can hear someone banging on my door. I'm fucking scared.
Yeah.
I'm going to get
somethinged. They should, yeah. Maybe they'll be like the evolution of these van life girls. Like now that they're doing all the fantasy, it's going to turn to like the damsel in distress kind of videos and help me. And like guys will be fantasizing about being the savior or something.
Yeah, I mean, I would watch that. I mean, to be honest, man, like,
fuck, man.
I would instantly fall in love. You know, like the Vagrant Holiday, those dudes that go like just street camping in Europe, the Americans and stuff. Yeah. And they basically, yeah, they'll just grab a blanket and fucking sleep in a bush. And they're like, okay, I slept like shit, but anyway, I slept for free, so joke's on them. And then they're just like walking around. If there was like
time
a girl version,
yeah.
They'll go to like a supermarket and be like, oh, look, I got a can of tuna and some eggs. It's a fuckload of protein for like €2. Yeah.
And a baguette for like 40 cents reduced. And the bread's stale while they're eating it, but fuck it, you know?
Yeah, that's actually sounds pretty good. But, like if there was a girl version, like just super fucking just ghetto realistic in a van, that'd be fucking cool. I reckon they'll blow up like crazy, but who's going to do that?
What about the vagrant campers that you're talking about? Like a girl that just goes to like,
whoa,
I don't know, Hong Kong and then goes, you know, sleeps in a bush.
Fuck, like, that's next fucking level, sick. Right? And it's like, how's she going to like wax her armpits and stuff like that?
Yeah, it does the makeup.
Well, I'm
in
just
the
thinking,
like
how do you do
the
personal grooming? Like, that would be an interesting thing that, like, guys wouldn't
Well, I guess they probably
about.
Don't. You don't have to.
No, but, like, I reckon that, like, adds, like, a cool, unique selling proposition over, like, the typical dude. It's like,
maybe
I'm going to go to a wine. In fact, actually, do you know why it won't work? Because if you're a girl doing this, it's so fucking easy. You just go to a wine bar and wait for some guy to pick you up and you just crash at his house.
Yeah, make sure he's super wasted so he passes out. And like, that would be like the woman version, right? So I'm at his house. I stole his wallet.
Playing there, you know? Basically, and just getting freebies off him.
I stole his PlayStation or some shit. Now I'm going to pawn it. That's going to give me $80. Yeah.
So now I'm on Tinder. Hopefully I'll get a free dinner and maybe a free lunch today if I'm lucky.
Oh, yeah, I got 3 dates lined up, one for breakfast, one for lunch, one for dinner.
Now, listen, ladies, this is how you can get away with a free dinner, and all you're going to have to do is a peck on the cheek. No,
not even that.
No difficulty whatsoever. Oh, yeah. Had to not have any physical contact and get a 4-star meal.
Like, you know, at the meal, just go, I'm going to the toilet now, and just, like, run off constantly.
Fucking hell. I was actually having this conversation with my mates about Tinder the other day about, has anyone ever done that? One of my mates,
to them.
Yeah, one of my mates got catfished. Like full blown.
Yeah, well, you do it too, man. You're the catfish as well, right?
I was trying to catfish for him.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, we've already talked about that anyway.
Yeah, I know. Go back in the previous episodes. All right, so like to wrap it up, right? People want to know, last episode you said a girl's coming over in a couple of weeks.
Mm.
The dream girl that says your pants are too tight. Is it still
really
going ahead?
Yeah, it's definitely going ahead. She bought the tickets.
Have you got a new coffee table?
Fuck, I made a list of all the shit I got to fucking buy and sort out at my house. It's a fucking
so
nightmare.
She's coming over to your house in a weekend soon, and you're like freaking out that she's never been to your house. She's flying interstate. You know,
she's fucking ambitious.
And she's ambitious as well, yeah.
She's like way younger than me. She's basically at my level career wise and she'll be surpassing me in no time. But in her mind, she thinks I'm smart and I'm going to rise up the ranks. And I guess I haven't made it clear to her that I really don't want to do that.
It's not the intelligence, baby. It's the drive.
Because I don't want to. I could so easily be a boss if I wanted. So I'm a bit scared about that. But I'm just going to clean up my fucking house as much as I can. So at least when she rejects me, I'll know it's not because my house is in shit condition.
All right. I guess that gives you like doubt. You know, if I only got a new coffee table and did some dusting, my life would be different.
I don't think she'll care though, man. I'm actually worried. Like, not worried, but it seems like this is too good to be true. But I think it's actually happening. I think she's the one, man. I think you're going to marry her.
Shit, man. Just do it on the weekend, on the Sunday.
Fuck. I mean, nah, she's a bit too structured. I was thinking, would she do that? Nah, she's too structured. She's very structured.
Yeah, like, she'd want to breaking convention.
Yeah, exactly. She'd want convention. If for anyone that's into Myers-Briggs, she's an ESTJ.
Yeah, executive, whatever the fuck it is, right?
Yeah, basically the boss bitch. I think I already said how she's going to buy all my clothes and she's going to lay them out for me every day because my fashion sucks.
Yeah, they call it the executive or the director.
Yeah.
So what stuff have you bought? What furniture, man?
So far, I've just been trying to fix up my curtains. I've bought a bunch of screws to like fix up my bed so there's no creaking sounds.
But you still have the plastic container as a coffee table or what?
Yeah, at the moment, but I'm going to have to switch.
Keep it, man.
I was literally saying to my mate the other day, I was like, yeah, dude, it's a bit fucked because you know those plastic storage containers you get from Bunnings? That's my coffee table. And he just was laughing at me going, fucking hell, because anyone that's been to my house, it's a bachelor's house. She's not going to put up with this shit. I'm kind of the same-ish.
Maybe, like, it will either go super bad, but there's, like, a 10% chance you might get, like, super horny by, like, the ultimate experiment, the amount of control I can have of, you know, I've got, like, I'm starting from the bottom, you know, I've got a plastic container.
Oh, as in I've got no control?
I got a blank slate with this project, you know what I mean?
Wait, so she has, or is this my point of view or hers?
No, her point of view. It's like, this is a blank slate. We'll get a new coffee table, get new curtains, that creaky bed, that's old anyway. We'll get a queen size, da, da, da.
Yeah. So she's buying the penny stocks and hoping I turn into Amazon.
Maybe not Amazon, but maybe some
Kenneth Tire.
Something all right.
Something that's got like...
Woolworths.
Wow, that's...
Some kind of stable shit.
Jeez, that's... Yeah, actually, that's probably a good one. Not that successful, but yeah, something that's stable.
All right. It's going to be the running theme for the next two pods, man. I think it's going to be a couple of pods until we get the conclusion.
Well, so this weekend is Easter, so it's not that one. It's the one after that.
No, wait, it is this weekend, it's Easter.
Yeah, this is the...
Okay, yeah.
Is this the Easter episode or is it next week? Maybe next week.
I guess it is, man.
Should we save all the religious stuff until next week?
I think we've got to call... This is the Easter episode, right? Like,
fuck.
I don't know, you even do anything? I'm like doing some family shit, but like beyond that...
Fuck,
like,
I don't know. Maybe I'll go to my nephew and hide some eggs for him? I don't know. I don't know what's going on, man. To be honest, I was going to like drive out to my dad's place, which is like 5 hours driveway, but I don't think so.
Fuck. Yeah.
I sort of need to figure out my apartment for when this girl comes.
I've got the pressure.
It's
going
to take a long time to sort out.
You fix the curtains and you put some screws in your bed, man. It's all pretty much sorted.
The curtains aren't really fixed, to be honest. I've got more work to do on
that.
What
about the bed? Is the bed at least fixed?
No. No progress.
Nothing has changed.
I'm screwed
since last episode.
I was actually thinking to myself, just to avoid getting rejected in real life, maybe I just reject myself and just buy her, like, pay for her flights. As in, like, just go, oh, you know what? Just don't worry about this. This is never going to work. Just pay for her tickets to, like, early reject myself because. It'll be so brutal if she comes here and goes, what the fuck is this dump?
Will it? You won't be able to handle that?
Well, I mean, I will be able to handle it, but that would suck.
Why though? Like, just like, what would your mindset be afterwards? Oh,
not so much because of her judgment. Well, her judgment, I guess, is reflective of every person. Like, she's very normal.
Yeah, no, but who cares about the normies, though, man?
Well, you know? Because I might think to myself, well, no woman will ever want me now.
All right.
You know what I mean? How many freak girls are out there that are actually cool and good looking?
I don't know. I haven't done a survey, but...
Yeah, I tell you, it's 0.05%. Right. It's 1 in 200 within like a legal age, like the appropriate
that's
age.
All right. 1 in 200.
Yeah.
Maybe that's all right.
Yeah, but then you actually have to meet them and they have to like you, so it's not good.
This is fucking depressing. All right, let's wrap it up, man. Get some MDMA into you.
Yeah, I think I need some. All right, next one will be the MDMA episode.
Yeah, that's it. You're like, oh, this microphone sounds so good. Anyway, peace, everyone.
All right, peace.
Yes. Bye.